From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Today is a bittersweet day here at WBHM. We are saying goodbye to our longtime health and science reporter, Mary Scott Hodgin. Mary Scott is about to embark on a new career in genetic counseling. I spoke with Mary Scott about her plans and also reflected on her time at WBHM.
You're going back to school to become a genetic counselor. Tell us why you're doing that.
Well, I've always been interested in the field. I've known about it for a while, and I think genetic counselors serve this unique role in healthcare where they help folks understand really complicated information about their health, in this case related to their genetics. And so in that way, you know, I think it mirrors some of the work that I've done as a journalist and the role that I've served as a journalist, where I'm kind of trying to figure out the important information that folks need to know and condensing complicated information. But as a genetic counselor, I kind of hope to move into a space where I'm working more directly with folks and helping them, you know, make decisions to improve their health and that of their families. So I'm excited for that. I'm excited to go back to school, learn a lot about genetics. But I am sad to leave journalism full time. And I do hope to kind of keep my toes in the pond, so to speak, and continue in some ways and incorporate some of that work as a journalist into my career as a genetic counselor.
Well, when I think about your time at WBHM as a health and science reporter, I think of two main things. I think one, you're a reporter in the midst of a global pandemic.
Yes.
And then you also spent several years investigating the prison system in Alabama for the podcast Deliberate Indifference. Take the pandemic first. You know, what sticks with you now 4 years after the pandemic?
To start, it was such a confusing and kind of chaotic time. There was just all these questions. And I think at the beginning, what sticks with me now is just how little we knew back then. I think the other thing that really sticks with me is just how important our role as journalists was throughout that time. We had questions that a lot of people had, and we were the ones who had the ability to go to the experts and try to get the answers and then filter that information back out. And information that could, you know, potentially be life-saving at that point in time. You know, how to stay healthy, where to find vaccines, you know, when to get vaccines, those kinds of things. So, and then, of course, many issues became super polarizing. So it just reinforced that need to be accurate and to be transparent about everything we were putting out there.
Well, take the prison podcast. You spent 3 years doing this. How did you think about the prison system going into it? And what do you think about it now?
I guess going into it, I didn't know a lot about the prison system aside from the big issues. You know, I knew it was overcrowded. I knew it was understaffed. I knew it was violent, and I knew that there was a big need for mental health care. And that's actually how I got started looking into the prison system. I think initially I was really interested in and kind of surprised by the history of the system, how so many of these issues are in no way new. It also draws in on these kind of philosophical questions about the system that we're constantly struggling with, and we haven't kind of come to a consensus on, like, what are prisons for? Who are they for? What is a fair punishment? You know, those kinds of things. But I think now, through my reporting, I've kind of come to a place where I also think more about this question of how can we have a smarter system and a system that works? Because I think that's a question that folks can kind of rally around and we can find more of a consensus there. And there's a group of people who, on all kind of sides of the political spectrum, who are advocating for that. And I think if we can get behind that, I'm hopeful that maybe that can steer us towards a system that is more humane, that works, and that ideally creates, you know, safer communities.
What were some of your favorite stories?
Oh, goodness, so many. Lately, I've really enjoyed reporting more about the outdoors, being able to highlight, you know, the immense biodiversity of Alabama, learn about species like gray bats and hemlock trees and Cahaba lilies. I also really love the stories where I've been able to capture these unique events and moments in people's lives. One story I think that will always stick with me was this story I did about a local program that reunites Mexican-American families who haven't seen each other for decades. So these were parents seeing their children for the first time in 10, 20 years. And it was a really unique moment to capture.
As the reunions begin, piano music starts to play. After 25 years, announces the master of ceremonies. He calls out the parents' names, and they meet their children in the middle of the room. They hug and cry.
Ah, it was so emotional, and it was just a beautiful moment to witness and to capture. So I loved working on that story. You know, in general, I've loved my time as a journalist. I've feel honored to be the person who gets to go into the space and talk with people in different moments and capture glimpses of life all over the state, you know, all from all different backgrounds. And I've just really appreciated my time. So, you know, thank you to the listeners for supporting me for these past several years.
Mary Scott Hodgson, we really appreciate your time here. It's been great having you in the newsroom, and best of luck in the next chapter.
Thank you.